Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Friday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, The Eruption of Love or a Calm Sea. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, You know me and you know where I am from. I have not come of my own. But the one who sent me is true, and you don't know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come.
From one perspective, this is a reading about who knows what. The people claim they do not know who Jesus is. Jesus responds that it is evident who he is. If they do not know, it is because they choose not to know. Knowing God, it must be admitted, can be a little complex. We often use imagery and symbols when it comes to God, as our concepts about God can only take us so far and are ultimately inadequate. Following perhaps our greatest theologian, St. Thomas Aquinas, anything we can say about God is more untrue than it is true. Arguably, the most accurate description of God is love. However, even this becomes an unlikeness because our understanding of love is human and therefore finite and inadequate. We must not presume that what God means by love is what we mean. Love is the force that called the universe into being. It creates what is good, destroys what is evil, and wields a power that outshines even the brightest sun. Love, as we typically understand it, is often a faint echo of the reality that is the love that is God. Yes, love consoles and heals, but it also challenges, cries out for justice, and will not rest when it sees the one it loves in danger. Love is both a calm sea and an erupting volcano.
Putting the word into practice.
These Lenten readings confront us with this challenging dimension of God's love. Dare we contemplate the thought that God is looking into our hearts and lives and pondering what must be cut away? God desires to remove anything in us that does not reflect his love. That which is not of God cannot exist in God's presence. He is looking with love into your heart, seeking to find the fruits of the Holy Spirit. God cannot be fooled or bargained with. He desires to have you alongside him for eternity and is looking to see if you have the capacity to be with him there. What does God find? If we let God's will truly be done in our lives, God can write a story that can transform the world.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.